This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience.
Live, this is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call. Listen, we're here for you every single day, no matter what you're struggling with. No matter if it's diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, whatever it is, great or small. Like, we're here for you every single day. Whatever you're struggling with, your family members, your coworkers, your loved ones, we want to help you right here on the show. This is Asa RX. Make sure to call me at 888-283-7272. All right. So I want to jump in and talk a couple things for just a minute. We're going to get to the phones. And as you call in, you can also send me an email. Go to AsaRx.com. All right. We're going to jump to Phyllis in a minute. But Renee, we got an email. Renee in Jackson, Mississippi. She says, how soon after childbirth do you recommend getting back into exercising? Well, here's the thing. Everybody's different. And every woman's different. When you go through something like that, your body recovers. The question is, did you have a C-section? Or did you go through any kind of, trauma during the childbirth, because that in itself is a lot. So I think you really have to figure out your own body. Most OBs in your physician, they'll tell you, wait 2 weeks, wait 3 weeks, or let's see how it goes. And I think that's really what you have to do. You have to figure out what your body's doing, how it's responding, and then go from there. So it's really personal to the individual, and depending on how much injury possibly happened during the childbirth. But hopefully everything went great with you. It sounds like it did. You would have kind of listed that out. So typically, right after, within a week or two, you can start doing light exercise, walking, getting on a treadmill, getting outside, something like that usually can be really, really great. 888-283-7272 is the number. Give us a call. And don't forget, you can also go online right here at AsaRx.com. Let's get on the phones and talk to Phyllis. Hi, Phyllis.
Hello. Hi. And I had a concerning question. Mm-hmm. When I sleep at night, I wake up over in the night, and I have numbness in my arm and fingers. That is a doorknob, and I just had a great concern about that, the numbness when I sleep.
So the numbness in the hands and the fingers, right? And it happens a lot of times at night. So here's what the biggest thing you've got to figure out, especially when you've got any kind of neuropathy, and that's what that's called, is a neuropathy. So when there's a breakdown in the spine itself, when there's a breakdown in the vertebra, there'll be a flattening. If you look at it like this, there'll be the disc in between the bones, okay, can get thinner and thinner and thinner. And that's what we've got to really work on. So it can be in the neck. It can be in the lower back. Now, if it's in the lower back, your legs or your feet are going to hurt. And that's totally different. So when it's your hands or your arms or your shoulders or any kind of weakness there, then it's going to be in the base of the neck that's happening. So that's what we have to first figure out is that's the case. Is it damage? Is it degeneration? That's what we call it, kind of a big fancy word. But is it the degeneration that's causing that? And that's the key. We got to figure that out first. So I would go to either a chiropractic physician or an osteopathic physician. Those are two of my favorites when it comes down to this, because they're the best at a non-surgical approach in a situation like yours. And again, first we got to figure out by doing x-ray, possibly an MRI, what is actually happening in the disc space between those bones. I mean, that's the bottom line. You figure that out, then you can go from there with treatment. But a lot of times you can do physical therapy, you can do rehab. There's so much you can do besides having to go under the knife. And that's what I don't want to see you do. I don't want to see you go under the knife at all if you don't have to. And really, there's a lot of people that go too quickly, in my opinion. So go to one of those physicians, get the test, the test, the test, the test. Tests are important, right? They give us the results that we're looking for so we can help go down the right rabbit trail so you're not just running all over the place. They're so important. But let me know. Let me know how that goes. 888-283-7272 is the number. You can always give me a call. Hey, and if it's not during the showtime, we do take every one of your calls, even if it's off the air, and one of my providers will always get an answer to you. If not, we'll make you part of the show the next time around. So just remember that you're always a part here. This is your family. This is your home. This is your place. If you need to bring us questions, if you've got anything you want to bounce off of me as a third, fourth, fifth opinion, you know, we are that place for you. So if your doctors have told you something, the specialist has told you something, you've got a friend, a family member, a loved one. See, doctor means teacher. And though I'm not your doctor, okay, I'll be your friend, and I'll be someone here that can answer and bring value and give you another set of thoughts, you know, along the way as you're struggling with whatever it is or trying to get victory over whatever it is. You know, that's the key. We want to see you thrive. We want to see you excel. We want to see you make it. I don't want to see you struggle. None of us do here. We don't want to see you struggle at all. We want to see you really do well with your health. All right, so I want to talk about sleep apnea for a minute. It's a big issue, and really I want to talk about sleep for just a moment. Sleep is a big deal. Okay, sleep is a big deal because when you're talking about sleep, you want to talk about a couple things. All right, first and foremost is your sleep patterns. Okay, your sleep patterns are really important because you got to focus on the amount of time that you sleep. All right, the amount of time. Now, 6 to 8 hours, they say 7 to 9. It's really about 6 to 8. And the more studies I'm seeing on sleep now is that the less, if you can get deeper sleep in less time, that's the best. That's what you want to focus on. So the deeper sleep, but like if you get 6 hours, but it's really good and it's really deep, you're not getting up 3-4 times a night to pee or whatever, that's going to be a great tool for you. So first I want to focus on what kind of sleep that you're getting. And that is so important. Things like a routine is so important for your sleep. So just a little nutshell, every single day you should have the same routine. And I'm not the best at this, I'll tell you. Because I've got my patterns and my sleep patterns can do this on my travel schedule. I do my best to stay on track, but it really is important to get into a routine. So they'll say at 8 o'clock at night, you start turning the lights down. And this is important because your body, your brain, with the pineal gland, secretes what's called melatonin. And that melatonin, you've heard of that. A lot of people take it as a supplement. But that pineal gland secretes the melatonin when the lights come down and the brain is triggered that it's time to start getting ready to go to sleep. But if you've got bright lights on like I got in the studio, and you've got the blue lights on like in your tablets and all that, and you're staring at it nonstop, that's when it becomes an issue. Like, that is where you have to realize that if you have sleep issues, many times you're the culprit. Okay, there's not like some pathology going on in the body. A lot of times, like our choices are what's doing that. So I want to encourage you. Here's what you do. Put all the filters on your devices, number one. Okay, like the yellow filter, the evening filter that it has on there that cuts the blue light, that should be on your phone, your tablet, your computer screen all the time. They do make these blue light glasses that you can use that cuts a lot of that blue light out. And that's really important. Like I can't even tell you, especially for our kids. Like our kids' brains are just going nonstop. And what happens with all the blue light is it overstimulates, and that's not good. So it cuts down our sleep patterns. So that's big. The other thing to look at is minerals. Minerals are really important. We get very deficient in them if we don't eat enough of vegetables. And again, 1% of Americans right now, 1.5% of Americans actually eat vegetables every single day. I mean, think about that. That's a nightmare, okay? So we're not getting the vitamins and minerals that we need. Magnesium is one of the number one deficient minerals that we have in the body. It's responsible for over 300 processes. So if you can't sleep, I always tell someone, start with magnesium. Even without a blood test, most people struggle with that and they have a hard time with it. So you take a few, you just follow what's on the bottle. Take that at nighttime with a little snack before you go to bed, and 9 times out of 10, you'll be sleeping like a baby. The other thing is tart cherry juice. Tart cherry juice has naturally occurring melatonin in it, and it stimulates great sleep patterns. So when your sleep patterns are off, it can lead to sleep disorders. And that's what we want to keep you away from. But a good sleep routine is something that can be more valuable than medicine, as good as exercise, as important as water, and as important as a clean diet. All of that is super important when it comes down to your routine. Your lifestyle is your medicine. Don't forget that. And coming right back, we're going to jump into more questions with your health. Don't go anywhere.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio, so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion-dollar industry. Text TECH to 800-480-4542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call. We're listening online, AsaRx.com. That's AsaRx.com. Now, if you don't have a provider in your area, a doctor that believes the same way we do, look, we've got providers all over the country. We can help you find someone in your area that helps you the way that we do. So people that believe in lifestyle-based medicine, lifestyle-based care, they'll do lab work based on figuring out what your core nutritional deficiencies are. Like, that is some of the most valuable things you can do for your health. Remember, you've got to be specific, and you have to be strategic when it comes to your health. You can't just, like, cross your fingers and like, hope for the best. You just can't do that. So I talk to people all the time. They don't go to a doctor. They get no lab work done. I mean, I talked to a lady the other day. She hadn't had lab work done in like 10 years. She's in her 50s. I mean, that is just not wise. That's just not, I could say some choice things right now. That is just not good. All right? So you have to make sure that you get testing done. Like blood work, the life's in the blood, power's in the blood. And getting that done, in my opinion, every 6 months minimum. If you have something going on, I think you should get it done every 4 months. Because remember, the blood cells regenerate every 90 to 120 days. That means each day old cells are dying off, new cells are forming. So, and we get a brand new body about every year. So you got to think about the fact that you're going to need to get your blood work done, especially if you're taking vitamins and minerals, especially if you're eating, you know, a really good clean diet and you really started working on things to get your health better, to get everything back in check. You're going to want to actually see the change. And that's the only way you can measure it. So I would encourage you, number one, to get your lab work done. That's super important. All right, let's get on the phones and let's talk to Tanya. Hi, Tanya.
I'm almost 85 years old. 25 years ago, I had precancerous colon surgery. Mm. I lost 15 inches of my left colon.
Okay.
I have had severe diarrhea ever since, the last 25 years of my life.
Mm.
Is there anything I can take? I take Lamotrigine, but it don't faze me. So if there's anything that I can take to help me.
Yeah. So one of the things you got to look at, And Tanya, this is a big deal. Your gut health, all right? Your overall digestive health is everything. Like, it's everything. And if you don't begin to focus on that, like, that's the core of everything that goes on in the body. All right? Get this chair set up here. It's everything. So I want to encourage you to start with this, okay? The anti-inflammatory diet is something that we teach about a lot, and it's really important because the anti-inflammatory diet is a balance. It's not high carb, low carb, high fat, low fat. It's not keto. It's not Atkins. It's not, you know, intermittent fasting. Like, all those things can be good in their own place and way. But when you're dealing with the digestion and you've got a lot of inflammation going on in the body, you have to just step up and say, okay, look, I've got to clear this out. I have to come up with a way to clear these things out of the body so that my body can work in the most efficient manner. And a lot of times yeast, fungal issues, histamine, they build up in the body, in the gut, and they cause a lot of digestive issues. So diarrhea, a lot of it can be a bacteria. It could be something like H. pylori. Have you ever heard of that? It's a serious bacteria that can get in the gut. A lot of times it causes a peptic ulcer. But for the most part, when you're dealing with something like diarrhea, something along those lines, like, it can be a nightmare. And that's something that you want to tackle early so that you're not just, you know, struggling with that. Because here's the thing. If you don't do that, if you don't get the gut bacteria, we'll call it the microbiome, is the environment of the gut. If we don't take care of that, if we don't tackle that, then you're not absorbing your food, okay? Like many times, if your gut is not working right, you're not absorbing the food right. And that's just, it's huge, okay? So what do? Number one, you get a good balance. You cut out two types of food groups for a short period of time. This is not forever, but it's for a short period of time. So you want to cut out things like grains and dairy products. All right, so basic cheese, yogurt, alt milk, the things that you probably love. I get it. But you want to cut those out. The other thing is on the wheat products. So bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, those kinds of things. It's just for about an 8-week period. That's about how long it takes for these to really get out of the system. And if there's an allergy type response, an allergic response, we call it a histamine response, big fancy medical term. But if that happens, then one of the things you got to look at is you got to figure out, okay, what do I have to do to clear my body out, and what do I have to do to build it back up? Probiotics are one of the number one things you can do, and you can get it in a pill, and I do recommend that. I recommend it in a capsule form because of the strength of it. Like you can eat yogurt, although I just told you not to, but you can eat fermented foods like kimchi, which is a cabbage that's a fermented cabbage, and it has tons of healthy probiotics in it. But, you know, one of the things you also have to think about is even if it has that in there, you've got to have such a high load of it to get everything clear. That's the deal. So I would focus in on getting probiotics in the supplement form, getting a good non- or anti-inflammatory diet. It's all in my book. By the way, we're giving away my book for free. It's myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com. Just go there. All you do is pay the shipping. We'll send you my hardback copy book. It's great. For what you're looking for right now, like that is the ticket. That will give you a roadmap for what you're looking for. Okay, just go to asarx.com. That's asarx.com. And we can get that to you, okay? My team, they'll get it right out to you. No matter where you are, we'll make it happen. But here's the thing, okay? Just remember that you are what you eat. My granny taught me that, right? And you're in your 80s. And so I know that it's important to you. And I'll tell you what she told me, I literally, three doctorates later, studying for like 16 years, getting these doctorates in medical training and hospital training and the whole deal. And like I came all the way around the circle, right? And then I landed. And it's like I can hear my granny in my ear, 94 before she went home to be with Jesus. So I can hear her in my ear going, honey, it's great that you did all that, but remember what I told you? It's like you are what you eat. I can still hear her saying that. Sweet little voice, but it's true. So I just say what my granny told me to you, doctor whatever, how many letters I've got after my name, doesn't really matter. But I'll tell you this, you are what you eat. And until you get your gut right, you're not going to get your health right. You get your gut right, you get your health right, period. And that's everything. Cardiovascular system, diabetes, your brain. You get the gut right, you get everything else right. That's the key. All right? Thanks so much for the call. Coming up, more questions about your health. We're going to jump in. I've got some tips I want to give you that you don't want to miss on weight loss. Okay? We're going to talk a little bit about weight loss. Don't go anywhere.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Department of Homeland Security has dispatched FEMA to the southern border to assist in processing an influx of illegal immigrants crossing into the United States. DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas announced the move over the weekend, saying the agency will be focusing on the influx of unaccompanied minors in Border Patrol facilities. Republicans have criticized the Biden administration for their immigration policies and their refusal to call the situation on the border a crisis. Congressman Troy Nell says the president's stance on immigration is being seen as an invitation to come to the United States. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that the situation on the southern border has become inhumane.
People coming to our southern border, being invited, totally invited by this president. So, of course, we're going to have a problem. You're going to see all these migrant children being warehoused in these camps that are full to the gills right now. And the problem's going to continue to get worse as the days and the weeks and the months progress.
This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The New York Assembly is looking to hire outside lawyers to assist them with their impeachment investigation into Governor Andrew Cuomo. He faces sexual harassment allegations from seven women, with the state's attorney general opening an investigation into those charges. The FBI is also investigating the governor's office, looking into its handling of COVID in the state's nursing homes. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio said Monday that city and state officials would continue to work together, but reiterated his call that Cuomo needs to step down.
Look, as I've said, our teams, no matter what's going on in Albany, our teams keep talking and working together best possible, and our healthcare teams as well with the Albany healthcare team, and we're all going to keep moving forward. But that said, what's happening in Albany is making it harder to get things done, and you know that's why I think change is needed there.
New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand also called for Cuomo's resignation, saying he's lost the ability to govern the state effectively.
Well, certainly confronting and overcoming the COVID crisis requires focused, steady, sure leadership. And I commend the brave actions of the individuals that have come forward to speak of serious allegations of misconduct and abuse. And because of the multiple credible sexual harassment and misconduct allegations, it's clear that Governor Cuomo has lost the confidence of his governing partners, as well as the people of New York. That's why I believe that the governor has to resign.
Governor Cuomo has said on several occasions that he has no intention of stepping down. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show. Give me a call, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Go to AsaRx.com. That's AsaRx.com. Hey, if you're looking for a provider in your area, someone that believes the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care we talk about here, look, go and check out with our providers. Our team members can help you. Go to AsaRx.com. Look at providers. We've got people all over the country. Now they're even working remote because of this whole thing going on. So we can reach people more than ever. So go to AsaRx.com, check out the providers. And then if you're looking for a good way to get started, look, Number one, we're giving away my book for free. Like, it is kind of the starting point. If you're looking to get on a good health journey, you're trying to figure it out. It's like you get online and there's all these blogs and experts and everybody thinks they got the right answer. Now I'm one of those people, right? So you landed here. And I just want to say, start with my book. Go to myfreehealthbook.com, myfreehealthbook.com, and get a copy of my book. Start there, all right? Now, once you go from there, if you need coaching, if you need help with one of my providers are always there to help you, okay? Always. We've got a whole team. Amazing. But Healthy University is our master class. It is where we teach everybody. It's a nine-lesson course. Takes you about 5 hours to go all the way through it. Short little videos, two, three-minute videos. You go through each section. And I mean, it will teach you everything. I've taken all the stuff out there, okay, three different doctorates, and I've taken everything out there and I've condensed it into a common sense approach that will teach you and your family how to live a healthy lifestyle, how to beat genetics, avoid disease, live disease free, and conquer this thing and just have tons of energy. That's what I want to see for you more than anything, is to be full of energy and vitality and longevity, to be there for your kids, for your grandkids. And just be here. Like, who wants to have your last years be not so good years? I've seen that. I've seen it in people. You know, and it's not good. You want to have your years be good years. You want to have everything that you have right now, the time that you have, every day that counts, every day that matters, you want it to be good. You want it to be full of energy and vitality. You want that to be great. You don't want to be in a place where it's not. 888-283-7272. Give me a call. You can be part of the show. Now, I want to talk. Well, let me grab this email, okay? So, Tina in Salt Lake City, Utah, she says, I have a lot of swelling in my ankles, and it seems I'm retaining a lot of water. Is there anything I can do about it? I mean, yeah, there's a lot you can do about it, okay? Number one, when you've got something going on your ankles, what does that tell you? Does that trigger anything for you? So, if you're a doc, then you start thinking heart and you start thinking kidneys, like those two things. Okay, whenever fluid starts to accumulate in the body, you got to think about those things. So my question is, have you had anything checked? If you haven't had anything checked yet, then you need to. You just need to go to your physician, tell them, hey, look, check my ankles out. They'll do some tests. But the biggest thing is that they figure out what it is. And what I mean by that is doing the test. Okay, because medicine, this is where medicine really comes in. Like, I'm not anti-medicine. People think, oh, you're that natural guy. I love natural medicine, yes, but I'm a big fan of regular medicine. That's why I'm an MD. Like, I love it. I think it's brilliant, and I think it's necessary, and I think, like, if we didn't have it, a lot of people would die, for real. It manages, and it gets us through a lot, especially in emergency situations, like, unbelievable. You watch an ER doctor, and an ER nurse practitioner and those providers, like, go to work when something's happening, it's amazing. Like, I've got mad respect for ER, the ER folks. Seriously. It's a big deal. So, number one, is if you've got that, go in to your physician and get the test. They'll do blood work. They'll do some ear analysis, basic tests. But they'll be able to see exactly what's happening and why your body's doing that. So fluid retention is always a challenge. Okay, there's always an issue. When that fluid is happening, then you know the heart is typically involved somehow. The kidneys are involved somehow. And there's a little bit of fluid issue between sodium and potassium. And it could be straight adrenals, it could not, but you need to get it looked at. Okay, get the test done, then you let me know. But I promise you this, I would tell you, hey, there's this thing in your cabinet, go to the grocery store, take this spice, it'll be great. This is not one of those times. Okay, this is one of those times where you need to go to your physician, and like you need to get there as soon as possible. This is not wait 4 days. Okay, don't do what us guys do. That's what we do. Okay, we blow it off. We'll be fine. Like, I'm a doctor and I'm king of that. Okay, like, don't do that. Like, go. Like, I'm saying, go. Like, if you've got swelling in your ankles, you got to go. Okay. It's really important. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call. We're going to go to the phones right now and talk to Marina. Hi, Marina.
I want to know, can you not eat green vegetable if you're taking coconut? And what is the best alternative for someone that's going through Alzheimer's?
So, You actually can. So with Coumadin, which is the name of that drug, Coumadin is a little bit of a challenge. Doctors don't like you doing the dark leafy greens, and you should stay away from the super dark ones. Like, you need to stay away from spinach and kale. But you can definitely jump into more of the ones where, like spring mix, okay? Romaine lettuce. Like, the iceberg is junk. If you like the crunch, then do it. But I'm just telling you, the iceberg lettuce doing nothing for you. Like, zero, nothing, nada. It just doesn't have the nutrients in it to do anything. So what I would do is I would stick with the basics. I would go with your romaine lettuce and your spring mix. Arugula is kind of on the borderline. I like it. You know, it's got a weird taste to it. Some people like it, some people don't. But I would definitely look into that, okay? And then your other green vegetables are great. So like broccoli and green beans and all of that, all of those are fine. You could do that all day long. So just make sure you get plenty of vegetables in, but go for the whole rainbow. Like, you hear that, the rainbow, that thing. All right, so the rainbow is pretty much this. I mean, go for the different colors. Because green veggies are great for you, but so are the red veggies. Like red bell peppers, I mean, they got phenomenal results, like stuff in them. You got phytochemicals and phytonutrients, and you've got polyphenols, and you have, like, so many nutrients are in these kind of foods. It's crazy not to eat the broad spectrum. So don't just get hung up on greens. Like, vegetables in general bring so much value to the body. Like, I'm a huge fan all the way around. Like, mix and match and do different things. I do always a big green salad every day. Okay, like, people ask me all the time, you know, what do you eat? I've got standard things that I eat every day. I've got this on my website. Go to asarx.com. I have kind of a standard of what I normally do, because it's really important. You have to have the right kind of foods consistently in a well-rounded way. That's the key, all right? Because you could eat the same thing. A lot of people do. And I do too in some way, but eating the same thing over and over and over again will create nutritional deficiencies in the body, and that's what you don't want to have. You don't want to develop nutritional deficiencies in the body. You want to actually get the body where you're not doing that. I mean, like, that is the ultimate key. That's what you got to focus on, okay? So I would start there, and then also look into, and this is important, vitamin K2, which is different than K1. They want you to stay off the K1 because it affects the Coumadin. But vitamin K2 is different, and you need a little bit of that when you're taking your vitamin D supplements, which I hope you are. Okay? I hope you are. That's super important. Because vitamin D, super important in so many different processes in the body, and most people are deficient. So rule number one, rule number 50, whatever, is get your blood test done for vitamin D every 6 months, no matter what. You're over the age of 40, you better be getting your vitamin D checked at least twice a year. Like, don't do this once a year. Once a year physical, fine. Like, getting your prostate checked, getting the breast exam and all that you've got to do as a male and a female once a year. But you better be getting blood work done if you got something going on, every 4 months. If you're doing it for maintenance, every 6 months minimum. Hands down. Like, not even a question. Because you have to know what's going on inside the body. It's super, super important. All right, so I want to jump in. And by the way, you're listening and watching the Asa RX experience right here. And go to our website, asarx.com. That's asarx.com. I'm so glad you're with us, by the way. It's so great to have you just to be here with us. And, you know, there's nothing I love more than seeing people reach their potential. Like, people are like, oh, Dr. Asa, you got such a good demeanor and all that. And I do. I'll listen. I will listen to you till the cows come home, as I grew up saying. I will. But I will push you. Because I've seen enough in my life of patients that have lost their lives. I've seen family members that have died. And I've seen too many people that could have been pushed, and had they given more effort into their own health, they would have been in this game a lot longer. Now, you may believe it. When it's your time, it's your time. Look, let me tell you something. I could show you things that says different, because you are in charge of your own body. You were given your body as a gift, okay? This is what I always say. Your health is a gift from God, okay? It's a total free gift. He gave it to you. Right? Whatever you believe. If you don't believe that, that's fine. But let's just take it as a metaphor. All right? So God gave you this gift in health. He gave you this amazing body. It is a machine. It is Let me tell you something. It's a miracle. If you study it and understand the physiology like I do and any other physician does, unbelievable. Like, it is an absolute miracle how it works. It is. So, your health is a gift from God. What you do with your health every single day is your gift back to Him. So don't ever forget that. Remember that it's a gift. And no one would give you a gift and you wad it up and throw it in the trash can. No one would give you a gift and you just tarnish it and throw it away right in front of them. You may do it when they're not around, but to do that right in front of them, because remember, He's watching every single day. So I want you to remember that your health is truly a gift. And on this show, we want to help you do everything you can to take care of that gift and thrive and have the longevity that you deserve.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. So glad you're with us here every single day to help you with your health and with your life. That's what this is all about. Now, you talk about adults eating too much salt because we get worried about blood pressure and how it affects the body in a negative way. It can also affect arteries, believe it or not, increases inflammation. But what about our kids? You know that right now, 90% of the kids in our country here struggle with too much salt intake. Now, you kind of figure that, right? I mean, like you have all the kids eating pizzas and cold cuts and sandwiches and chips and popcorn and I mean, and plus with here's the challenge. The real challenge is with parents that are working. So if you got kids in after school, you got daycare, they go home. Maybe they're in that in-between phase where it's like they're 11, 12 years old. They go home. Nobody's there for 3 hours. They're racking up on the Twinkies and the King Dons and the chips. I mean, they're just hammering it. When you come home, they're like, oh, I'm starving. Really, they've been eating for like 3 hours, right? So the average kid right now, the child in America, under the age of 17, takes in 3,500 milligrams of sodium a day. Now, we've got more obesity with kids than we've ever had before. Okay, one out of three of our young people right now, one out of three of our young people under the age of 11. You listening? One out of three of our young people under the age of 11 has been diagnosed with diabetes. Think about that. So now we're starting to see kids, all right, young people. We're starting to see young people get heart disease. How do you get heart disease when you're 15 years old? How does that even happen? Okay, it happens from a poor diet. It happens from parents not looking out. Just call it what it is. Because the kid's going to eat pizza every day if you let him. Right? But I mean, like my mother, I'll tell you something. Like the law got laid down if the vegetables were not eaten. And she's the sweetest woman ever. But like if I didn't eat my vegetables, and it was, let me tell you something, it was coming down. Like it was coming down. So the reason is she put a heavy emphasis on good, because she took the time to cook it all for all of us. Right? I mean, she took the time to really prepare and have good food and good meals. I was really blessed in that way, like super grateful, you know, that she always did that. So parents, I would just say step up. Whatever you have to do to step your game up to get the foods right in your house. Look, my book I'm giving to you for free. All right, so you got it. It comes to you for free. Just go to myfreehealthbook.com, myfreehealthbook.com. I'm going to say it again, myfreehealthbook.com, myfreehealthbook.com, my free health book, which means you get it, you pay for the shipping, whatever. It's a hardback book. It's my best-selling book. You take it home, you read it. It's going to be like a health Bible to you. It's got everything in it, recipes and things to do and how to eat and how to prepare things for your family. And if your husband's got some kind of health challenge or you have a health challenge, you're trying to figure out how to get out of it, it's got an index in the back that shows you everything you can do from a natural remedy perspective to help you. Like, it's all there. So I just want you to be encouraged that you don't have to be stuck. You really don't. And we're here to help you every step of the way. Your kids need you. 3,500 milligrams of sodium needs to be cut down to 1,500, 2,000 max. Like cut that dog in half. All right, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's get on the phones and go to Drake's in the house.
I have low blood sugar at times. Not been diagnosed with it, but most evenings, if I do not eat at a set time, I get sick. I mean, it just takes a package of peanut butter crackers to fix it. But is there something that I can do to help that in the future?
Yeah, I'll tell you right, there is... Low blood sugar can be just as bad as high blood sugar. I guess you're already figuring that out, right? So with low blood sugar, one of the things is a lot of times if your body struggles with blood sugar anyway and the pancreas are really struggling, then you have to figure out a way to create, and this is, you do this with food and also with exercise, but you have to create a way that will make everything function the best way, all right? And what I mean by that is you got to keep the blood sugar stable. Because if you go 6 hours without eating, let's say you just get busy, right? We all get busy. But let's say you get busy. And let's say you get busy and it's like, okay, I just can't eat. I don't have time, right? So you eat a meal that's probably not that great anyway, all right? You eat a bunch of processed foods and it's not that great for you. And then you let 6 hours go by. Here's what happens. Your blood sugar goes up, and then it crashes. And if you have low blood sugar issues, it's going to do it even worse. So it goes down, and it just crashes out until you eat again. But if you're not eating the right kind of foods, then it's not going to balance out. So here's the key to remember. Now, an anti-inflammatory diet is the key when you're dealing with blood sugar levels, no matter what. That's in my book. Go to myfreehealthbook.com, myfreehealthbook.com. Did you hear that? It's called My Free Health Book. .com. So make sure to go there and check it out. The anti-inflammatory diet, you can start there, okay? And then as you start on the anti-inflammatory diet, then you want to focus more than anything, you've got to focus, okay, on eating meals that have equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, not a bunch of starchy carbs, not bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, none of that, okay? So you've got to focus on that. So lean quality proteins, then also healthy fats. You see, things like almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, even egg yolks, like fats are really good for you. Forget the keto thing totally. I mean, I'm not against it. It's a great system for certain people. But here's the thing. It's about balance. Okay? Proteins and fats stabilize blood sugar. So if you eat a protein and a banana, it's going to stabilize the blood sugar. Eat a banana, it goes up. Eat a protein with a banana, it stabilizes. If you eat a handful of walnuts with a banana, it's going to stabilize it. You eat a banana by itself, it goes up. Okay, so the fats and proteins stabilize the carbohydrate and stabilize blood sugar. Every 2 to 3 hours, you should be eating. All that's in my book. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank my producer, Lyle Valentine, Derek Allen, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Look, go tell one person something you learned right here on the show, and together we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the ASA RX Experience, where we're helping you become the best version of you every single day. Now look, take what you've learned, go make an impact in yourself and in others.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of ASA RX audio, visit us at asarx.com.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years,
because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.